Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am Cheap Money here on another lovely Wednesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. And yes, it is another night of Nerd Watch. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be touching on a lot of topics. A shorter show tonight. We had like a two or three hour shows the last few weeks. Tonight's going to be a little shorter. I have another show to do. But let me introduce my crew while I have the chance, while they are here. Let me get right to them. Okay, here we go. He is the producer seducer. He is also the man that has a loving heart. But not for humans, for dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone say hello to Kai Kai.
What are you applying there?
I'm just saying that you love dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, a very important one.
Do you love dogs more than humans?
I'm asking you a question first.
What's that?
Are we on Getter?
Are we on Getter? No. You mean us in the Nerd Watch? No, we're not.
Yes.
No, we're not.
There's a lot of incels on Getter. And a lot of sis. We could probably do pretty well.
Hey, you know what? I'll look into your suggestion. I appreciate it. Also, joining us this evening, he is our man in black. He's also the maven of magic. He does card tricks with his hands, bird tricks with his pants, and he is the gaming guru. Ladies and gentlemen, please, everybody, show some love for Format.
Hey, everybody.
Format.
I don't know what kind of gaming guru I am. I only play Valheim.
That is true.
I mean,
that's a good point.
I've been called not much of a gamer if I only play.
Not that it really matters, but I was reading an article that Phil Spencer is actually... Phil Spencer had some very controversial comments today, saying that he says that Xbox is not a free speech platform, and he's proposing doing cross console bans to combat toxicity. So that'll be interesting.
Good for him. It's about time.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Perfect. So I should just go on there and just
that Xbox lobby is terrible.
First of all, Xbox lobbies aren't as bad as they were when we played.
Yeah, they're the worst.
They're the worst thing.
You know, all those people on the Xbox lobby, they're currently on Getter.
You know what's funny is that...
I've got to do some research.
If this generation of kids grew up when we grew up, these kids could not survive a Modern Warfare 2 lobby. Not even close.
Oh, hell no.
No way.
They already get, like, bent out of shape after a teabagging.
Bro, Modern Warfare 2 lobbies would destroy them. So, man. Anyway, yeah.
That... StarCraft 2 lobby.
Yeah. That's a good point, too. Anyway, speaking of a hero that we never asked for, but we definitely need. Is our man.
This better not be Todd.
No, he's not our man. Well, he is technically a secondary man in black. He is our Dark Knight.
Why is he secondary?
He is our punk rock superstar.
He's on drive mode.
Our horror aficionado. And he fights crime in Wailuku and all over Maui County with a cape, a cowl, and a utility belt full of prophylactics for your protection. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, please show some love and respect and warmth for the one we call Gannon! You'd have a utility belt full of rubbers, wouldn't you, Gannon? Come in over. Gannon, come in over.
Does he have one of those auto-driving cars? Yes. Is that how he's able to podcast?
Yeah, okay, there it is.
Yes.
There he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And finally.
Wait.
What?
What does Kai do with them dogs?
Let me tell you something. I can't tell you. He loves
them. Does it involve prophylactics?
He may need to borrow a couple from your utility belt. That is for sure.
Whoa. First of all, you need to calm down. You don't need to know. All you need to know is that I love my dolls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's gross, dude. Okay. That's disgusting.
I love my dogs like anyone else loves their dogs.
Speaking of something.
What kind of freak are you?
Speaking of something.
A regular dog lover?
That.
Gross me out.
Speaking of something that I love.
AG, you were speaking of something?
I'm speaking of something that I love. She is the makeup artist to the stars. She is our contact, our connection in California.
Wait, what? Can she be the maven of makeup?
She could be the maven of makeup. Ooh. She's not only beautiful, but she's also quite intelligent on nerd culture. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Sin. She's in the house.
Hi. Speaking of dogs, look who showed up. That would have been a better intro.
Why did you get a leak of intro music?
Oh, yeah, because bent all shape in chat.
If I had said that, you know how much crap I would have got?
Oh, look in chat. Alika's bent all shape.
The joke would
have
been worth it.
Yeah, Alika said she stole my music. Yes, you're not here. You should totally be.
I'll take it. I got 80s makeup on. I need some 80s music. What?
There you go. Greg, for the boy.
Yes, sir.
Greg, every time I'm on the show, if you're going to continue to use Danny Elfman's Batman score,
yeah,
use Princess Bat Dance for her.
Oh, I wonder if I'll get copyright stricken for that. But you know what? It's okay.
Yeah, because you're always worried about that. You've been using my Batman theme for freaking years now.
Okay, that's,
pretty sure that's why.
To
we
be fair, that is a good
strikes.
Point. You do make a good point. Okay, maybe I'll do Bat Dance. That
both well, of those are owned by Warner Brothers too, so I don't know what you're worried about all of a sudden.
That's a good point. You know what I may do? I may sub in my favorite Prince song of all time. Everybody thinks I'm an idiot, but I think Party Man is the best Prince song.
That's an interesting choice off that soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Party Man is awesome. I love that song. How can you not like Party Man?
I'm not P control. Like, and look, I censored myself for you.
That won't last long.
Yeah, no, it won't. Anyway, I want to let everybody know, of course, you can follow the Nerd Watch on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and of course on YouTube. You can check us out on Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Every night we go live. You can check us out on YouTube at Nerd Watch Nation and on Twitch at NerdWatch808. NerdWatch808. Yeah.
And soon apparently, to be on Getter.
Apparently, Kai wants us to go on Getter.
I don't even know what Getter is.
It is what do they call a Twitter? What do they call
it's
it?
Alternative
social media, I guess is what they call it.
It's basically a
Grindr.
Kind of. Right. Yeah, maybe.
Which is Getter.
It's basically Grindr.
A bunch of lady haters.
Gator. Big shout out to a
bunch of guys just jerking around. It's basically Grindr.
Big shout out to a guy we haven't heard from in a while. Hey, our good friend Daniel's Danny. In the chat. Good, good on you, Daniel. Good on you.
Himself.
Well, listen.
Hope the squish is doing well.
Somebody peeing or pouring a Coke?
I don't
pouring
know.
Pouring a Coke.
Okay, good.
Oh.
Thank
Are
God.
You peeing in the
I
coke?
Didn't know. I don't know what kind of
that's,
podcast
that's
I came
what I
on.
Said. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Anyway, tonight we're going to kind of the last couple of like I said, the last few weeks we've been doing like 3-hour marathon ones. Tonight,
right? Let's continue.
Tonight I can't because I have another show to do tonight. That's
9-hour marathon.
But next week, we are going to experiment with something. Next week. We are moving the show from Wednesday to Monday. So next week,
good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
We voted on this.
Yes.
Yeah. You
so,
know me and Phil, man, we go get
well,
something.
Well,
eat
I'm
on
just
Monday.
I'm just testing the waters. We're gonna move from
you better
Wednesday.
Tell Kathy she's gonna be mad if she misses the show.
Yeah, she'd be so mad.
Wednesday to Monday. Monday same time, 7 o'clock ish. And then,
ish.
Yeah, ish. And then,
word.
Ish,
you know, Monday
ish.
Ish.
So next week, the show's coming at you 2 days early, Monday, yep. Monday night. And, we're going to experiment
6 hours
with Monday.
Spectacular.
Yeah, I wish. That's not
six
you're
hours
out of your mind.
Ish.
Anyway, before we get started, and get into all the news, we do have to check in.
Let's have time for prayer.
everybody bow their heads.
I'll get my Bible.
Close their eyes. No one looking around.
Dearly beloved.
Who's getting married?
No. Before we get started on any news or whatever.
Hey, I'm technically a minister now. So if anything, I should lead prayer.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wait.
You're the driving minister.
How does this happen? Now I want to know.
Okay, here's what you do, Kai. Mm-hmm. You spend $40 on the Universal Life Church website, and you're a minister now.
Okay, I'm doing this right now.
That's too
no
complicated.
Test or anything? Like, you don't They don't spray you down with holy water or nothing.
What they do is they send you a little squirt bottle. It's like a hand sanitizer bottle. And you just shoot yourself in the face with it. And then basically that's just like a Hail Mary and you're done.
So what you're saying is that I could post it on the Nerdwatch to say that you are a minister and that we could marry people.
I could perform weddings. This is true. I just actually did one last week, but the week before.
And then they can
lying on this, are you?
No, I'm completely honest.
I can show up with his dogs.
Yeah.
I have a question.
You want to marry your dogs? That's weird.
No, I do not want to marry my dogs. What's wrong with
that? That's disgusting, Ty.
Should a single man be marrying couples?
Huh?
Should a single man be marrying couples?
Isn't that what a priest would do?
Well, to be fair.
He has a point.
Yeah.
He's married to God, okay?
I'm 40 bucks closer to God than I was last year. How's that sound? Yeah,
I like that. Don't get me started on that, okay?
That's going to be the name of my memoir, 40 bucks closer to God.
There's nothing biblical about priests being celibate, but don't get me started. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I misspoke. $40 for the Universal Life Church, then $10 for my license to marry in the state of Hawaii. So $50.
Hey.
You're committed.
Congratulations.
Yep. So if you guys want to get married, holler at your boy.
Oh, all right. All right. Sweet. Can you, even if it is legal, can you marry someone that's already married? Is that something you can do as well?
You're talking about, Greg, is this thing called renewal of vows, which is not that weird.
No, I think I'm talking more about plural marriage.
Oh, like a secondary marriage on top of the marriage you already have?
Bingo.
I don't know. I'll have to research this one.
All right. Sweet.
There might be some states that allow for that. Right. I don't know about ours.
I was thinking,
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe if we ask nicely, Cynthia and Francine could marry all of us, and we all could be married together. Okay.
Wait, they're going to be the ministers, or they're getting married to us? I'm not quite catching what you're saying.
You're going to be the minister, but we're all going to get married together.
I like how quickly Kai was like, no.
No. No. I see enough of you people on a daily basis. Right.
I can't wait for them alimony checks to start rolling in.
That's how it works, right?
Woo. Sweet. All right.
I'm down for this.
All right. Well, before everyone says no, everyone just think about it. Take a day or two. All right.
Hey, AG.
I should probably point out that my services don't come free, by the way.
All right. Hey, listen, fair. I mean, if we all chip in like 10 bucks, we should be good, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, there's only 100 members of the Nerd Watch. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Wait, 100 members? How do we got 100?
Hey,
I don't know. Look at that picture in the background. Yeah, there's like a bunch of people.
There's a bunch of people. She's right. It's a very good point.
It's a revolving cast of
listen. We would be
characters.
What's great about this? Something. If it happens, we could be our own harem. Right?
No.
Right.
That's not how a harem works.
Oh,
I don't like this.
All right. It's fair.
Greg, I feel like in a roundabout way, you're trying to suggest an orgy. But the guy-to-girl ratio is rather screwed.
I feel like if this was a podcast that got edited, then this I would be like, let's just start over.
No. This is
let it go.
Okay. Like most marriages, this is a very non-sexual marriage. How about that?
Apparently, Alika's down for this. If you're reading the chat.
Wait. I thought all marriages were non-sexual.
That's what I said. That's what I just said. They're non.
That's why nobody wants to get married anymore. Because once you get married, you don't want to do that anymore.
You're out there soliciting marriage. Come on, Gannon. You're part of the problem.
Yeah, you're part of the problem, guy.
Making the world.
I don't think you understand. I want to be the problem. I want everyone to have the exact same amount of sex that I'm having right now.
Nice.
At this precise moment.
Wow. Alika in the chat, why, I don't know, half of the polyphonic spree decided to join up with the Nerd Watch.
Keep going. It gets better.
Only half?
He says
the prophylactic spree?
He's on the street corner pimping extra marriages. That makes sense. Sounds about right.
He just got his car pulled over.
This is awesome. I love it. All right. Well, once again, in all seriousness, just think about it, then get back to me. We'll figure something out. Anyway.
I feel like that's not going to happen.
No, okay. Fair enough. Okay. Well, we haven't got everybody in here. I mean, Francine's got to be in here. Todd's got to be in here. We just, you know, we'll figure it out. Anyway.
We did a comic book list already.
Before we get started on the news, we do have to hurry because, yes, it is time to check in and find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books. Well, in the world of comic books this week, thank God Todd's not here because it is a mass of Marvel and DC goodness. First of all, Detective Comics 1048 is out today. Batman Detective Comics is out today. And on the front cover is a very interesting cover, in my opinion. It looks like Harley Quinn, and it doesn't even look drawn. It actually looks real. Which is strange to me.
Oh, are they doing the cosplay covers again?
I don't know what this is. You know what? I'm going to put it up really quick to show you guys so you guys can tell me because I'm not too sure, but it looks real. It could be a painting. I mean, an excellent painting maybe, but where is it here? Boom, right here. Check this out. Is that real or is that a painting? Can you tell?
I think it's a painting.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see where you're coming from, though.
Yeah, I'll full screen it. How about that? Yeah. No?
Because I'm looking at the bomb part.
Is that a painting? Okay. Okay. Yeah. I just wasn't sure. All right.
Look at the hair.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's good. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay. It's from the Shadow of the Bat series. Batman Detective Comics is out. Mitch in the chat.
Batman's still no detective, though.
Big shout out to Matt. To Mitch. He says, can we start a GoFundMe for Kai's camera, please?
Mitch. Wait. I'm going to answer this. Mitch, I have a camera. I just don't use it.
He just doesn't use it. That's his problem.
He does the show in the nude.
He does the show without any pants on. That's why. Also on also in comics this week, Marvel Comics, The Amazing Spider-Man number 85. Also, Marvel Comics, Dark Ages number four. Also from DC, The Joker number 11 is out today as well. Also,
the solo series is still going.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, I have a question.
What's up?
How many Batman comics are we getting this week?
I'll try and count them out if I can. 11-82. But there'll be a lot. Also from Marvel, Fantastic Four number 39 is out today. Nice. Also from Image Comics, The Department of Truth number 15 is out today.
No.
put this on
strong opinion.
Can I put this on your list as number 2? Robin and Batman is out on from DC Comics today.
I thought it was number 3.
Number 3, you're right. Yeah. No. I'm saying this is number 2 of how many Batman comics this week. So this is the second one. Batman and Robin.
With the alternatives?
And yeah, right. Also, this is number 2, so keep count. Also, Marvel Comics from Marvel Comics today, Star Wars number 20 is out today.
Oh, cool.
Also, from DC Comics, Batman Urban Legends number 11, that's number 3. And also Leave It To
Beaver.
Leave It to Marvel. Daredevil. Woman Without Fear, number 1, is out today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elektra is the new.
Yep. DD.
You go, Elektra. You get yours.
Yeah. I just don't understand why Elektra has to take the place of Daredevil because she's Elektra. I'll have to read the story, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of miss when characters would stay their own characters and not have to become other characters.
I don't get it.
Just stay the character you were born.
Elektra was already a dangerous character.
She makes her own mark as Elektra. She's really just girl Daredevil.
That's right.
There's nothing more interesting to that, really.
She can be both.
Hey, first
she
of all.
She could, I guess.
Is she blind in this? Like, what's happening?
Yes.
Her ritual is that she gouges her own eyeballs so that way she can be exactly like Daredevil.
Wow, that's crazy. That does sound rough. Yeah.
Because Justice is blind.
Ha!
Why am I laughing at that?
Elektra should just be Elektra. Also on coming out today, Marvel Comics.
Well, give it a couple months. She'll be back in no time.
She'll be back in no time. Savage Avengers number 28 is out today. Also from Marvel Comics.
That thing is still going?
Yep. Also from Marvel Comics, Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 20 is out today as well. If you're interested, I think this is one that you guys liked for a bit, but don't like much anymore. Undiscovered Country number 18 is out today from Image Comics. Also,
oh, that's really tough on that after you see one.
Yeah. Also out today, DC Comics, Batgirls with an S. Batgirls is out today, number two.
Actually, the way you just said it, it sounded like it was five S's. Mm.
Does that count as a bat book?
That counts as a bat. I would count that as a bat book. Also, out today from DC Comics, I Am Batman. Number five is out today.
Jesus. Good Lord. Four.
That's the Black Batman.
What?
Yeah, that's the Black Batman.
Batman's always been his suit's always been black.
That's in the suit is black.
Okay. I'm going to show you this picture.
Whoa. He's up with your outrage there, G. I can already feel it in your voice.
Isn't this Lucian Fox's son?
Talk me down, Cynthia. Talk me down.
No, no,
no. I think we should let you jump off that curve.
No. Is it just me? I'm gonna share this with you. Is it just me, or does this cowl on the Black Batman look very much like Black Panther?
No.
Yes.
Although he does have a mouth covering to his mask.
Yes.
Well, that, you know.
Well, we've seen that
so
before.
No one knows he's black and he won't get in trouble with the police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for his own safety, which is really sad.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, that's what Lady Daredevil should have had. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Lady Daredevil. Joel wants to know, is Elektra blind?
Yes.
She's only blind for...
We covered that already. She gouged her eyes out to become Daredevil. No, we already answered that.
Fair.
Got it. Wow.
She uses her size from Elektra, stabbed herself in the face, and now she's Daredevil.
Wow. That's a saucy minx, isn't she?
I've got a strong opinion on this one.
Also, from DC Comics, Harley Quinn, the animated series, the Eat, Bang, Kill Tour number 5 is out today.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. Also, if you're a Marvel Comics fan, X-Men Legends number 10 is out today. Does Harley Quinn and Joker count as Batman comics?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we might as well.
If they tie back to Batman in any way, then yes.
Make it 6, Kai, because you didn't count the Joker.
Okay, 6.
Okay, so also coming out today, DC Comics Future State Gotham number 9. You decide on whether or not that's a Batman comic.
It's in Gotham. I kind of want to count it.
That's fair. Also, because of the popularity of a show on Disney Plus, Hawkeye, Kate Bishop number 3 is out today in comics.
It's pronounced Hawkeye.
Okay. Okay, got it. Also, out today is from Skybound, Stillwater number 12 is out today. From Image Comics, a brand new comic called The Scorched number 1 is out today. Also from Image Comics, King of Spies number 2. Also from Marvel Comics, The Death of Doctor Strange Bloodstone number 1 is out today.
Wait, he's not dead yet?
Nope.
How long are they going to string his death out?
Hey,
apparently forever.
Forever. I mean, look at how long they stretched out.
Doctor Strange is going to stay dead just as long as Superman did.
Hey, listen, not to get in the weeds here, but I was reading an article that the reason why Doctor Strange was acting so strange in the Spider-Man No Way Home movie was because, get this, and it actually is kind of a legit thing. Apparently, the theory is he's suffering from PTSD over the death of Tony because there was only one way out, and that was killing Tony Stark from Endgame. And now he feels that the reason why he helped Peter immediately was because he wanted to save Peter. So that's why he made a bad, not a very good decision in No Way Home.
You know, it's kind of like in Drag Race when you have to explain your outfit. It's not a good outfit. If you have to explain your movie after the fact, it's not a good movie.
Wow. All right. Fair enough.
I mean, I got to agree because that all of that sounds great if it was at least even performed that way.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if all Benedict Cumberbatch could do is just to perform that, but you don't read any of that in that movie that way.
If he just did a side and went did a little aside and went, oh, Tony, I miss you.
You know, maybe not that obvious, but you could find a way to tag that back in some kind of way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that actually makes me feel good a little bit. I mean, that would make sense why Doctor Strange was acting so strange.
And again, it's great, but that's not in the movie. Yeah. That's us saying it's in the movie.
Correct. That's us. That's them making a hypothesis, as it were. So, anyway, moving on to more comics. Let me get through this a little quicker. Star Wars: The High Republic, Eye of the Storm, number 1. Star Wars: The High Republic Adventures, number 12, is out today from Marvel Comics.
420.
Also from Marvel Comics, Wastelanders: Black Widow, number 1, is out today. And for some reason, I'm assuming it's Black Widow on the front cover. She's blonde.
Gross.
Maybe it's Yavenna.
All right.
Gross.
Also, coming out today, Marvel Comics: Darkhawk, number 5.
Wait. Say that again.
Darkhawk, number 5.
One more time.
Darkhawk, number 5. What am I missing?
I enjoyed that.
What am I missing?
I'm hearing you now, too.
You guys are stupid.
Don't worry about it, Greg. It was awesome.
All right, fair enough. Marvel Comics, The Thing, number 3, is out today. Also, DC Comics, Justice League versus the Legion of Superheroes, number 1, is out today as well. Oh, from Marvel Comics, King Conan, number 2, is out today. Also, another one that I think Todd raves about, The Good Asian, from Image Comics, number 8, is out today. I'll be releasing my comic alongside this called The Not-So-Great Asian. And that'll
be just following the momentum of that sentence. I thought you were about to say, "I'm about to release my good Asian." Of that sentence, so that's what I was waiting to hear, and you didn't say it. So I was like, "Damn it, that would have been so awesome if you did."
Also out today from Marvel Comics, Miss Marvel: Beyond the Limit, number 2, is out today. Apparently,
would you say that she's pushing it to the limit?
She's pushing it to the limit. Apparently, Miss Marvel is going through some reshoots, apparently, so that's interesting to hear.
Of course.
Well, they all are. Yeah, all these movies are.
They are. Marvel Voices Heritage, number 1, is out today. I'm not too sure what that one's about. And then last but certainly not least, two more that I got to talk about. Boom Studios, Buffy the Last Vampire Slayer, number 2, is out today. And from Bad Idea Comics, Odin's Eye, number 5. Odin's Eye, number 5, is out today in the world of comic books. There were a few more, but I tell you what, we're running out of time, and there was a lot. So that's your comic book list for the week.
Can you say Darkhawk again?
Darkhawk, number 5.
Awesome.
Okay. I don't know what I'm missing. Jeez Louise. Anyway. Make sure that you guys, if you want those comics, including Darkhawk number 5, you can get it at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the heart of Wailuku Town. Just ask for Alika, and I'm sure he'll berate you on the comic books you should be ordering and putting in your box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you only want to get the good comics. So
he'll berate you.
Mm-hmm. Now,
see, when I go there, he belittles me.
Same difference. I mean, he's good at both. To be fair, I think everybody goes in there for a good browbeating. So get yours today at Maui Comics in Wailuku at request. Just ask for Alika. See what happens. Anyway,
that's hilarious too, because most of the time he's not even there. Yeah. Most of the time he's not even there, so you'll be like, "Hey, where's Lee?" He's like, "Oh, he's not here." Uh-oh. See what happens.
He tricked me.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, very interesting news that I wanted to talk about. Of course, as we know, the Book of Boba Fett on Disney Plus, I think it's on its third episode.
Yes.
I have not seen the third episode yet, but it looks like there is a lot of hemming and hawing amongst people that are watching it, saying that it's not exactly great. It's not moving the needle.
Is it getting good yet? That's what I want to know.
The third episode got worse. Just a heads up. just a heads up.
Now, what's interesting about this is that I'm going to share with the audience of what I had heard the rumor mill is saying that I shared with you guys in the Nerd Watch chat. So I might as well get this out in the open. So I hope everybody that's listening is prepared. Okay, if you guys have any questions, comments, make sure to put it in the comment section, and we'll talk about it. So, the reason why the Book of Boba Fett is not exactly gangbusters at this point is because apparently Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, who are in charge of the Book of Boba Fett, are putting you in a little bit of a malaise, as it were, in a little bit of
going back to that conversation.
Yes,
that we
that's
spent
what I said. So this is the rumor mill, and the rumor mill is stating, like I said, take this with a grain of salt. The rumor mill is saying that what they're trying to accomplish is they are trying to accomplish what they did in The Mandalorian with Luke Skywalker, but instead with Princess Leia and Han Solo. I almost called him Harrison Ford, which would be true as well. So spoiler, that's what the rumor mill is saying, because they're going to try and do the same thing, okay? That is a possibility of happening because apparently they want to give back to the fans what they weren't given in the sequel trilogy. That's what the rumor mill is saying.
So they build an entire Boba Fett show around one moment for the finale. That sounds like all kinds of great.
That doesn't even feel right after watching the third episode. That doesn't feel right at all. Yeah, well, they tried to make this one exciting in a very weird way.
Like, really?
You watch it, Kai?
I watched it. I'm.
There is a great, you know, a new character that's, you know, introduced. That's a beloved actor who I'm very excited to see in Star Wars.
But Harry Styles?
No.
I'm an old lady. I don't know what Harry Styles looks like.
Taylor.
No, and I like the idea where they're trying to go with, like, what kind of a war they're having with. But I'm just waiting to see how they're gonna play off, because then I'm trying not to spoil it for G or whoever.
Do you want me to give you the other piece of rumor mill gossip that is happening that you guys are gonna find funny? And I don't know if it's
wait. You're not gonna bring up the Doomcock shit, are you?
Hey, can you watch your mouth,
sir? Kai, it's Darkhawk.
I actually am. That's exactly what I'm going to bring up. That is a very interesting and ridiculous, I think, a totally, totally ridiculous thing, but I'll bring it up anyway, and you guys decide. So there's a big YouTuber. His name is Dictor Van Doomcock, and he brought up an interesting point.
That's not his name.
That's not his name.
It's quite a name.
But here's the interesting thing. Apparently he has Hollywood spies all over. I don't know. This is all, like I said, once again, it's rumor. Right. This is all rumor mill stuff, and it's hilarious, okay? So apparently there's a scene, and I think the first or second episode, because I haven't watched it yet. Apparently in the first or second episode, there is a scene where a bunch of vandals attack a little...
A moisture farm
that looks... kind of like Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen. I almost called him Uncle Ben. Uncle Owen's moisture farm, and they're attacked by vandals. And those vandals destroy the moisture farm and end up vandalizing the walls with spray paint. And apparently, in the language of the vandals, the two letters that they scrawl on the wall are the letters KK. So, get this. They believe that it's a shot at Kathleen Kennedy and what she has done to the Star Wars universe.
But why K-A?
No, K-K. K-K.
Oh, I think it's a K-A.
No, K-K, as in Kathleen Kennedy. So, what they're trying to do is they're trying to right the wrong of what Kathleen did to the entire franchise, and they're making a statement because apparently she really has no power in the Star Wars, in the Star Wars world at this point. So I was like, dude, that is crazy. But if that is some coded message, that is pretty deep. You know what I'm saying?
That rings very false.
Yeah, like, it's weird, right?
Why, like, would you try and bite the hand that's, like, basically in charge? Like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
to be fair, they haven't truly announced that she was
right. That's the theory.
Design.
Right. So this is what everybody's talking about and everybody's whipped up about. So I thought it was an interesting, like, but it seemed like it almost seems too, like, almost too much. You know what I mean?
It sounds like fanboy wish fulfillment.
It sounds like fanboy misogyny to me.
Yeah.
That's probably a better word for it.
It sounds weird.
I don't like Kathy Kennedy as much as the next person.
Yeah.
Because she's a bloody idiot. But then again.
Wow.
Well,
tell us how you really feel, guy. Turn on the camera and tell us.
No. Okay. But then again, it's like, we won't know until we actually do know. Disney never announced her contract.
Correct.
They never announced that her contract extended. So, for all we know, she could be still in charge.
She is.
So at this point, we just got to watch and see.
They did say they re-signed her. I remember that. I remember that news coming out, didn't they?
No, they didn't. It was her husband who posted a tweet about it.
Oh.
But Disney never made an official statement.
I just say that it's quite an elaborate scheme to kind of put your mark on the Star Wars universe in a show that probably isn't getting as many viewers as you would expect.
You know what would be even more wild, Greg? What if they did that in tribute to her? You ever think of that?
That's a good point too. But once again, I'm only relaying the message, so don't shoot the messenger. That's how they are interpreting it.
Toxic
fanboys that don't like what's happening with Star Wars would put two and two together in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But on a creative level, the creative people that put this stuff together, I don't think they see her the exact same way all these toxic fanboys do.
Okay.
So if they're making these things, I don't think they'd be like, hey, let's make a dig at the boss right here. It just doesn't sound right.
It does sound weird. And like I said, I am definitely, I ain't no Raylo by any stretch, but
Raylo for life.
But I will say that it does sound a little strange and a little too much for a show.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, like the Book of Boba Fett. Like, why would you make that statement in a show like this? Like, why would you make this show?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, why'd you do it at all? Why would you?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. Like,
right.
do they have a personal beef with her? Like, did she try and stunt something that they had done? It doesn't feel right.
Cynthia, they ruined Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni's childhood as well. She ruined
it. Uh-huh. Well, really what she did is, if you believe that, is she gave them an opportunity to create a complete new avenue for themselves.
True.
And make themselves heroes, really.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
God knows the sequels didn't do anything.
Well, to be fair, Cynthia likes them very much.
I do.
I evidently don't like them at all. I am not a fan.
You are in the majority.
First of all, I own all of them. It has to be a part of my collection. But apparently,
that's a mistake.
They're saying that they are trying to retcon this whole thing so the sequels become part of the legends instead of the actual timeline. Which, to me, to be quite honest, even if I don't like those movies, makes no sense. At this point in time, it just makes no sense. This is what we have, regardless of whether you like it or you don't.
That's fanboy speculation.
And you can't retcon that. I just don't think you can retcon this whole sequel trilogy that you don't like out of it. There's no way.
I wish we could.
Well, you can't. So there.
I know. I acknowledge and accept that they exist,
yeah.
But I also wish that we could just treat them as really expensive fan fiction.
Yeah,
I agree. I think I remember this theory where they was trying to put fans were talking about this, talking about that maybe they're going to retcon through the worlds between worlds.
Right. I had read that as well. I think what's interesting about this whole conversation is that I'm the guy who thinks that, and I get a lot of flack for this being a Star Wars fan. I get flack for saying that I did not like Force Awakens. Everybody seemed else did. And I didn't like The Rise of Skywalker.
It was a nostalgia trip.
I thought that sucked too. But I actually am a guy who thinks that what is it called? The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi?
I actually thought The Last Jedi was actually pretty good, and I get crap for that.
That's the one that people hate the most.
That's what I mean. And the reason why I like that one the most is because it was the one that was the most different. It did things that were different in the Star Wars universe.
You love that casino sequence. That's what it is.
What I thought
you're like Star Wars needs more gambling. That's what this series needs.
What I thought, and this is where I get a lot of crap. What I thought Rian Johnson did is bring a little bit of reality to the Star Wars universe, and I don't mean that. Don't quote about super Leia in space, please. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that...
Well, why couldn't she do that, though?
I agree. Can defend that. I'll defend it.
There's a lot of crazy force powers in
considering,
the
considering her lineage, she should be that strong and be that instinctual with that sort of power. I could completely buy that.
I was fine with that. I'm with you on that, Gannon.
Bring back force speed.
What I did like even more was the fact that they were playing around with actual, like, hey, listen, our ship is running out of fuel. That's never happened in the Star Wars universe before. I thought
that
was
literally
cool.
The first time you ever even heard them talk about fuel.
Bingo. I thought that was interesting. I thought that made for as much as I didn't like the stuff that was going on with Luke at the time, I thought it was interesting how Rey kind of approached that with. I really thought that The Last Jedi was actually a fairly decent film, and I get flack for that.
The most interesting thing that Rian Johnson brought to the table was the idea of Luke being like, you know what? The Jedi and the Sith are wrong. We should just completely wipe both of them out.
That was cool.
I was like, well, if you're going to do that, I'm on board. Go with that. Yeah. Like, he's just like, you know what? I don't even think people should be using the Force. It's led to nothing but chaos and misery.
Bingo. And I love the fact that, and this is the other thing that I get flack for. I love the fact that Kylo Ren destroys his own helmet and realizes that's not who he is. He's not going to be that guy. I love that.
But you know what?
He has a temper tantrum.
Hey, stop moaning over there, Cynthia. I'm going to put you on mute.
Are you going to do some Kylo Ren cosplay?
Apparently, that's what everybody wants me to do because I have long hair
you
now.
You should. Totally should.
You can get married.
It's cool, though, Greg, because in Rise of Skywalker, he's like, nah, you know what? This is who I am. And he put the exact same helmet back together.
Exactly. And yeah. I hated that. I freaking hated that.
I mean, if there's no one symbolic thing in that whole movie that tells you exactly what that movie is, it's the fact that Kylo Ren puts together his old helmet just to put it back on. It's literally J.J. Abrams saying, like, all right, we'll make it all the way it was.
Right.
Literally, right. Just because everybody got so butthurt about it, we'll literally just fix everything that we broke.
Bingo. Exactly. 100%. And so.
And then the Holdo maneuver.
The Holdo maneuver. Yes.
Yeah, that was cool. Because that's the kind of stuff you think about as a kid when you're watching the other movies. Like, what would happen if you, like, aimed your ship at something and hit light speed straight into something else? I love that. That's cool.
It got me angry that no one was at the time when I was watching it. It got me angry that no one was listening to Poe, and he's the veteran seasoned pilot, right? But when we get to that point, I wasn't as upset about it when she kind of explains what was going on, and a lot of people were kind of upset about that.
She needs to explain herself. I mean, to her subordinates. I mean, if it's a man, come on.
That's true. That's totally true.
That's just science.
It's very true. I'm actually kind of out of all three of those, I think The Last Jedi is the one that I like the most. I think the other two are terrible. I'm not a huge fan of either one of those, but I think The Last Jedi was different enough. And interesting enough that I enjoyed it. And I actually like the fact that Luke is, he's kind of a dirty guy and is going to kill his own nephew. Luke. Oh, yeah. He's going to kill his own nephew. It's like, holy moly. So, anyway, I don't want to.
But you haven't seen any of Book of Boba?
I have not seen any of Book of Boba. Mm. So, here's the reason why. Is because of all the criticism I'm hearing, I want to watch it from beginning to end. So I want to watch 1 through 6 or 1 through 8. I'm going to wait it out until it all comes out, and then I'm going to watch 7. It. Or is it 7?
You're going to have it all spoiled for you, probably.
I probably will, but I'll go ahead and watch it. And I think we've said this before. No offense, Cynthia, but if the sequel trilogy wasn't as bad as it was, we'd realize The Mandalorian was a mediocre Star Wars property.
No.
I think... No. Everybody likes it, right? Everyone likes it. But I think if the sequel trilogy was good, I think if you look at the stories and things...
You know what, though? I'm going to disagree with you because I thought the sequel trilogy was good.
You did.
And I love The Mandalorian.
Fair enough. Interesting.
Boom.
That's okay.
In your face.
All right. First of all.
Whose face?
I can't let this stand as a man. But no, I'm just kidding.
But as a woman, you can.
But as a woman, she can. All right. No, because I always felt like I didn't think the Mandalorian. I thought the Mandalorian was good, but considering what we got, the Mandalorian was great. You catch what I'm saying?
No, it was just great. I think you're trying to.
Am I being overly critical?
You're just not even. That's not even the word. You just I think
being
dumb.
Douche.
No, I mean, I don't think you're giving the Mandalorian the credit it deserves.
Okay.
It is a fantastic space western. It is wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I will give it a shot again.
It's the first time we saw a good father in Star Wars, for God's sake.
Aww.
I know. We better get those.
That's a good point. Well, it's very interesting. The Book of Boba still, I guess, apparently for Cynthia has not been hitting on all cylinders as of yet. We got four more episodes to go. I haven't seen it yet, so, I mean, don't quote me, but I think a lot has to do with the fact that Temuera Morrison is not as captivating a lead as you would assume he would be. I mean,
you know, I have to disagree because he's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But also, I mean, Pedro Pascal carried the Mandalorian wearing a mask 99.9% of the time.
Correct.
I feel like that's not it either. They're just, they're really, I don't think they know what they, well, the way it seems right now is that they don't really know what they want to do.
Right.
And they're just kind of throwing things out there. And they're throwing new things that we've never seen in the Star Wars universe on film before.
It bothers me that I don't see him in the Boba Fett uniform. That bothers me. Is that an issue for you?
No, you see him in it. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, every time I see a trailer, he's not in it. He's in some white suit.
Oh, you've seen flashbacks.
Yeah. And you can see his face in the whole night. And like, I don't know.
Greg. The filmmakers of Boba Fett think to themselves, like, in a show where people are Mandalorian armor and the helmets all the time, what people want to see constantly without a helmet is Temuera Morrison's face. Nobody wants to see Pedro Pascal's face.
It's true.
No one.
Yeah.
They want to see Temuera Morrison's face constantly.
That's a good point. Because I don't know if you've seen Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal is just genetically unpleasant to look at.
Man, every time he took that helmet off in the show, I almost wanted to vomit. I don't know if you've seen that face.
And that mustache.
That pretentious porn stash he's got. Ugh.
It's so interesting that he would have a mustache, considering that he would never let anybody see his face in the first place.
Yeah, why even bother?
He doesn't have that mustache for you.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess. I guess, but then why not like a full-on beard? Why not like a weird facial pattern we've never seen before?
Why not Hitler mustache?
Yeah, why not something interesting? That's a good point. Why not something
You say Kai said what he said, and you gotta, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. What did you say, Kai? I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, you might want to.
Why not the Hitler mustache? And you were like, why not something more
interesting?
Kai, what are you trying to do to me here, dude?
I didn't even hear that.
I didn't even hear that either. That's what I'm saying. No.
I don't know anymore.
She thinks the Hitler mustache is interesting.
Why not bring that?
I suddenly want somebody to go back and like digitally give him the Hitler stash for all the scenes where he has the helmet off. Like just Zack Snyder it, you know, where he just leaves just a little bit there, and you know, he can make it look as jarring as possible.
Obviously supposed to be there.
I got some mediocre editing skills. I'm gonna attempt this now.
Hey, you couldn't even say mediocre, right?
What?
I guess. Pedro Pascal.
Hideous.
Hideous.
Yeah, he's hideous.
Getting back to the point, he's horrible.
He's going to be Joel person.
He's going to be what? Oh, that's right. He's going to be Joel because he's shooting The Last of Us right now with that stupid mustache.
Didn't they wrap that?
I think he's got more people here.
No, I thought they were still shooting it. I thought they delayed it, and they're still shooting it. So, and he's going to still be wearing that dumb mustache.
I think that show's coming out way too late.
Yep, I agree 100% with you.
It had a better shot if it had happened sooner after Walking Dead was big, but like Walking Dead is just like people are only watching out of obligation at this point. Nobody's freaking out of a Walking Dead anymore.
Not anymore.
To do a zombie show now. I mean, yeah, granted, it's a little bit different of a zombie show, but how different is it going to be, really?
No, it's a good point. I agree with you. I actually agree.
Mushroom
with you.
Zombies.
Yeah.
So, zombies. So cool.
They
so
explode.
Cool. Anyway, listen. Moving on from the Book of Boba
Fett. It's too bad Elliot Page couldn't have been in it.
Ooh, that would have been interesting.
Because Elliot Page is part of the games, you know.
Well, I mean, for sure. I want to send a big shout out to our good friend. I don't know if he's here or not. He might be our good friend Ron Cadaguy, because we got to see the first trailer for the Bob's Burger movie. And I want to send a big shout out to him and his crew. It looks really good. The animation is off the hook. And let me tell you something. I am shocked that what the release date is on this thing. It's Memorial Day weekend. Like, that's when big movies come out. And I mean, no offense to Bob's Burgers, but I'm saying, like, that's when you put out, like, Batman. But Batman's coming in March. Like, this is crazy.
Is it theatrical?
Yes. Yes.
It's I didn't catch that.
It's a theatrical release.
I thought it was streaming only.
No, it's a theatrical release, brother.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I mean, this must be really good. I was a latecomer to the Bob's Burgers.
Just back it up real
sure.
quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Because the gamer nerds in the chat will not forgive me for correcting this.
Uh-oh.
But Ellen Page was not a part of The Last of Us.
Wasn't the character modeled after her, though?
No, to be fair, I think... You are correct.
I say her because at the time.
I remember at the time that Paige was supposed to be the model for that. But what ended up happening was that I guess Paige decided to move from that project, and they got the girl from Growing Pains. Something Johnson, Rebecca something. I can't remember her name.
I feel bad for dead naming him because he's something else now, right? Like Elliot.
Elliot.
Now?
Elliot. Yeah. Elliot.
So my bad.
So
of course I have it.
Elliot was not part of the game at all, but Elliot was part of the part.
But isn't it still the character model because it looked just like Elliot from back then?
Actually, it's Ashley Johnson. That's the name. If you look at pictures,
no, that much I knew, but wasn't the character model basically designed after Elliot?
Yes, yes,
it might have been, but Elliot went as far as to sue Naughty Dog over it.
Correct, because at the time,
oh, okay, I didn't know that part of it.
Because at the time, Elliot was actually working on another game with David Cage called Beyond Two Souls. So,
that one did come out with Elliot Page, though. That much I remember.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear that there was a suit. There was a suit involved with that one. My bad.
Yeah. So that did happen. So,
all right. Yeah. Now that the record is straight, Bob's Burgers.
All right, Bob. Getting back to Bob's Burgers. Thank you for it, man. Bob's Burgers will be coming out Memorial Day weekend of 2022. Really cool release date for them. I wish them nothing but success.
I love
success.
That it's hand drawn.
It's hand drawn. It's so super cool. And like I said,
that's so awesome.
I'm a super latecomer to the Bob's Burgers. Very funny.
Oh, to Bob's Burgers.
Yes. Yes.
Greg,
to Bob's Burgers.
Greg, every time you say latecomer, can you add in the word ladies afterwards? As creepy as possible. Like every time you say I was a latecomer, just be like ladies. Can you just do that every time you say latecomer, please?
I don't think that'll increase my chances with the ladies, but I'll try it.
If you say dark hawk beforehand, yes, you will.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, God. All right. Let me give it a shot just because I was a latecomer, ladies, to Bob's Burgers. See? And actually, did that work, Cynthia? Did that work?
No. I like it.
You're taking advice from Gannon, and he just said he's not having any.
Oh, okay.
He's not getting any. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, no. Point. I would never use any of my own advice ever in a million years. Why do you think I give it to other people?
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. So I think I'm really excited for them. I'm really excited for Ron and the crew over at Bob's Burgers. That's really awesome for them.
I feel like he's been working on it as long as I've even known that dude.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's really exciting for them.
Swear, the first time I ever saw him and talked to him, he said they were working on it. But I know these things take time, but, man, they've been working on it a while.
Especially if you're hand-drawing. I mean, I'm not surprised at all. So,
do they hand-draw it at an American studio, though, or do they outsource that to, you know, Korea and stuff?
I'm not too sure, but I think that they hand-draw them, and then I think they take the hand-drawings and put them to the computer, or put them in the computer, if I'm not mistaken.
Obviously, I don't know, but from what little I do know of these types of things, like they do all the design work and storyboards and stuff like that, then they hand it off to, like, you know, animation studios in Asia and stuff. But yeah. I don't know about this one, so obviously I can't say for sure. But
I know for most, like, animation studios, they'll do like the concept art and the, like the end, like the frames that mean the most, and then they send it out to like Korea to fill in the gaps.
Yeah. So what I said.
Wow, that's crazy.
Is that what you said?
No, that that's is like format. That's exactly what he said. That is kind of what he said. But super exciting.
Rewind the tape. Let's listen to this again.
Super exciting. I'm so glad everyone's going to get a chance to watch Bob's Burgers, the movie, which is supremely exciting. So good on them. Speaking of movies, I also want to send a big shout out, because right now the pre-buzz for this film is incredible. The next Scream movie, which comes out tomorrow night, looks like it's going to be incredible. This is getting some major, major buzz. Reviews.
My favorite part is when Ghostface goes and kills the lady and then sprays paint KK on the side of the building.
But apparently, this is a new direction for the franchise. A lot of the reviews that got to get to pre-screen this film are saying nothing but good things about this movie. It is being written by Kevin Williamson, who's very familiar with the...
He didn't write it. That's wrong.
He didn't write it? I thought he did.
He's only an executive producer.
Oh, interesting. Well, apparently...
The Radio Silence guys, I think, wrote and directed it. So one of the writers is the writing part of Radio Silence, and then two directors are the rest of the guys from Radio Silence.
What's interesting is that I was reading an interview with Kevin Williamson, and then he said something interesting. He said to the guys...
He said, I wrote this.
No, he said to the guys that whatever you're going to do with this, he said, whatever your idea is, he said, swing for the fences. So apparently it paid off.
I hope there's not a scene where someone's swinging for a fence.
No. So I think what's exciting about this is that if this is a new direction for the franchise, I think it's exciting. This is the first one without Wes Craven, first one without Kevin Williamson, apparently. And so,
I mean, but how many times have we heard this kind of stuff with franchises? Like, there's only so many different things you can do when it's all centered around the simple premise of a killer wearing the same outfit who has a gimmick. There's only so many things you can do with that.
You know who they should bring in? Michael Bay.
There you go.
Huh?
I have a question.
There you go.
As the killer.
Are you guys a fan of the Scream franchise?
I am.
I am. I am too. I like it. I even like the last one.
I'm not a fan of the first movie.
There seems to be some sort of weird revisionist history now online where I see all these people talk about how great Scream 4 was, and I thought that was one of the worst of all of them.
I actually liked all of them. I thought they were all enjoyable. I don't think it was...
Something put me off about Scream 4. Part of it was, like, for some strange reason, Wes Craven shot it in this weird soft focus, which I didn't understand why he made the look of the film so different from the rest of them.
True.
And, like, I didn't really buy into, like, the motive of the two killers involved. And there, you can already tell, like, all this time since the third one, they didn't really have any great new ideas to bring to the franchise. So, like, I that's why I'm kind of, like, I'm excited on the sense that I love the earlier ones. And, you know, I love me some Neve Campbell. But at the same time, going to their crossed arms. They're like, well, what... I think I've even said before in a prior pod where I was just like, I think what Scream should have done is that they should have taken it from Wes Craven in the beginning and find directors and writers that have new things to do with it.
Well, now we're getting that now with this new film, and we're getting David Arquette back as Doofy. No, Dewey.
Because that's the other thing. Like, it's really hard to make that costume scary. It's really hard because the Scary Movie has ruined it, and it's like the most worn costume ever of all time since 96.
True. It's a good point.
And it's, I mean, you could say it for any horror character, of course, but at the same time, just like, as far as current franchise icons go, like, it's so done. Like, how scary can they make it? So I'm hoping that they brought something new to it, and I'm you know, I'm rooting for it to be good, but we'll see.
Sweet. Well,
I've only seen one negative review so far.
Well, let's watch it together, Gannon. You can hold my hand on the scary parts.
Shut your mouth.
I'm a fan of the first one, but that's only because I've only seen the first one.
Well, you should watch the other two. No, I like them.
No, stay with that format because you know what? The first one is amazing.
What's wrong with Scream 2 and Scream 3?
There's nothing wrong with those. Is that the one where they're also not as good as the first?
Man. Is that the one where Busta Rhymes is in the hotel or something? And they're
you're thinking about Halloween Resurrection.
Halloween Resurrection. Oh. That movie sucked. Don't even bother with that piece of garbage. That was
Halloween Resurrection was still better than Halloween Kills. You know what they should do for Scream?
They should set it on a boat.
No, you know what's interesting? I think you're right, Gannon. Halloween Resurrection is better than Halloween Kills, 100%.
At least it has a different idea to it.
Yeah, it's a good point.
As stupid as it is, at least they brought something interesting that they could play around with.
Now I want to watch it. Now I want to watch Halloween Resurrections with Busta Rhymes.
I did watch the alternate ending for Halloween Kills off the Blu-ray, and I have to tell you, I do not understand the wisdom behind why they cut the ending the way they did, because the alternate ending to the theatrical cut, it just plays a few more moments more where, like, I mean, it's spoiler alert at this point, but right after he kills Judy Greer,
yeah,
it just cuts to Jamie Lee Curtis and nothing, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't know her daughter's dead, you know? So she just has this weird walk down the hallway, and the alternate cut, it cuts down to her face while she's on the ground. Then the camera pans over to her phone ringing, and it's the mom trying to call her. And then, so Jamie Lee Curtis is listening. Then all of a sudden you hear the phone click and you can just hear Michael breathing on the phone. Listen, you know, with Jamie Lee Curtis on the
phone. That's a way better ending.
And then Laurie Strode literally just can hear him breathing, and it's all in her performance, and it's great. Like, she has this performance of just like, oh God, like her daughter's gone. And she lets that moment hang for like a moment. And then she just dials straight back into, I'm coming for you, Michael. I'm like, why wasn't that the ending?
Yes, that would have been cool.
And it literally would have made up for a lot of the problems that movie had. Just to end it exactly like that would have actually solved a lot of the problems that movie had, because it's just so anticlimactic the way that it ended in the theatrical. Mm-hmm. And it's not very long. All of that stuff is not very long. But to just let those fewer moments play out the way it is in that alternate cut would have made up for so many problems.
All right, now I got to see this.
And Jamie Lee Curtis' performance in it is so great, and it makes up for how little she's implemented in the movie otherwise, even though she's the star of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good point. I want to see that extended ending now.
I haven't watched the full extended cut yet. I just watched the original ending to it, and by God, it would have made that movie a lot better.
Could they cut out Anthony Michael Hall saying "Evil dies tonight" over and over again?
That's the extended cut that I want, where they basically just take his character out altogether.
Man, anyway.
That would be awesome if they just completely took Anthony Michael Hall out of the movie.
Evil dies tonight!
Because I just thought it was strange that, like, they went through so much trouble to bring back all these minor characters from the first movie just to have them for nostalgic reasons, played by the original actors.
Yep.
Except for Tommy Doyle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they just arbitrarily made Tommy Doyle's character Anthony Michael Hall just to have a face we know.
It's so weird.
We don't know the other ones.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they literally take, you know, the old nurse with them. Just like, why is she even hanging around with these people in the first place?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I agree.
So was she really a survival of Michael Myers? I mean, I guess technically, but not really.
Yeah, it was a little ridiculous.
Gannon, it's because evil dies tonight.
That's right.
But you know what? It didn't.
It didn't.
And it's probably not. And it's probably not. And it's probably not going to die in the next one either.
God,
her daughter was evil.
Oh. Now you're on to something, Cynthia.
She does spend the whole movie trying to stop everybody from killing Michael Myers, so that would kind of make her an accomplice.
Oh, man.
I think Cindy just cracked it.
Mm-hmm. But I love me some Judy Greer.
I love Judy Greer.
You know,
I
who, love, you know when, who loves
when
Judy
does,
Greer?
When does Busta Rhymes
Yes,
show
I do.
Up?
Professor Barry.
Professor
loves
Barry
Judy
loves Judy Greer. And me, can I tell you something? I'm going to say something before we get off this show. I got to say that everybody who knows Professor Barry, the reason why he loves Judy Greer is because I'm going to say this flat out, and he's going to.
She looks like his wife.
He looks exactly like his wife. What kind of fantasy is that, Professor Barry? Come on, pick somebody else different.
To be fair, Greg, there isn't a single movie that Judy Greer's in where she's not one of the best things in it, even if the rest of the movie sucks around her.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Literally, you can pick any movie she's in. She's probably the best thing in it, even if the movie sucks.
I love Professor Barry's wife, but it's like, you know, you don't. Listen, I'm not.
Wait a minute. You're going to talk about somebody else, your fantasies? Friend's wife, and be like, no, but you're like, oh, my life. Yeah, I like my friend's wife. But
your fantasies should be different from your significant other.
No, wait. That means okay. He picked the right gal.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Did you know that Judy Greer wrote a book?
Did she?
She wrote a book. I can't remember the title exactly, but something along the lines of that girl from that movie, you know?
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. The name of her book is something like that. I can't remember exactly, but it's something along those lines.
That's super cute. Well, listen,
that girl from that movie, you know,
I don't know what I know you from.
I don't know.
Is
what
that
I
it?
Know
really?
From. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. a good name.
Okay,
that's it.
I was in the ballpark.
Good name. Well, as we know, Scream is coming out Thursday night. Also, we're going to see, there's also, speaking of remakes, there's going to be another remake, and we weren't joking. Michael Bay is going to be remaking The Raid, directed by Gareth Evans, the fantastic, yeah.
Oh, why? Okay. Who's asking for that?
You know who's asking for that? A-Ron's asking for that.
You know who's asking for that?
Michael Bay's wall. Remember, Michael Bay has a movie coming out here shortly called Ambulance with Jake Gyllenhaal and
Right.
Yeah, I've seen
promo stuff for that.
Yeah, I seen that.
If anyone actually believes that Michael Bay is going to somehow make or improve upon The Raid and or The Raid 2, they really need to have their head examined, because those movies are literally action movie perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing Michael Bay is going to do with it is going to even get close. Ha! Like, he's just going to make something else.
Have you not seen Bad Boys 2? That was incredible. The freeway chase? Wow.
Jesus.
He knows how to shoot an action scene. Don't get me wrong, but I can't see what he would do with The Raid that hasn't already been done so beautifully, which is why, like, as much as I would love to see The Raid 3, there's a small part of me is just like, you know what? Maybe it's best to walk away, because maybe the third would suck at this point by comparison.
And to be fair to all of your guys.
Do what I do. What? Watch the first one and then stop.
And to be fair to your guys' comments about it before we went on air, there has been a movie just like The Raid made for American audiences starring Carl Urban as Dredd, and that it's basically The Raid. And it's a great movie, by the way, so check it out.
You say basically, it's literally The Raid, okay. almost to the beats of the movie.
Yeah,
it's about cops that go into a tenement building because they're trying to go kill a drug dealer. The drug dealer, as we come to find out, rules the entire building, locks the whole thing off, and sends everybody to go kill them for a reward. And then they have to fight through all these levels of this building to get to this drug dealer. Like, for anybody that watched the Dredd and said that The Raid ripped it off, I don't know what the hell they're thinking.
Yeah, it's stupid.
They're both great movies in and of their own right, but it's Dredd is so a carbon copy of Raid. It's not even it's not even debatable.
Yeah, I agree. Good movie though. Not gonna lie, that was
it's great. I mean, Dredd visually is great. Carl Urban is great. I mean, the only thing they introduced to Dredd that's obviously not The Raid is they do a lot of slow-mo stuff with the drug. I forget the name of the drug that's involved in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it. But anyway, it was like there was a cool effect that they used with that. Other than that, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sad that we didn't get what Dredd was supposed to give us, because it was supposed to give us an end to a Dredd series.
A Dredd series.
Mega City 1.
Yep. I think it's because Dredd didn't make the money it was supposed to at the time, so they stopped that.
But you know what? I wonder if they could revive that idea and do it as like a Netflix or Amazon show. Because
probably
I
not
feel
with
like
Carl Urban, since he's stuck in The Boys.
Well, but they do shorter seasons now at shows, so you could get him when he's not doing The Boys, in theory. Yeah,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Because they probably shoot these things in the space of, like, let's just ballpark with, like, 5 to 6 months. He has a whole extra year, or half a year, they can play around with this.
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, listen.
Because I look at Glenn Howerton, how he's in two pretty big shows, sitcom-wise, and he's able to do both of those, so I don't see why Urban couldn't.
Well, listen.
Oh, to answer Gannon's question earlier, the drug was actually called Slow-Mo.
That's it. Why couldn't I remember that?
Slow-Mo.
I don't know, but you did say Slow-Mo during your explanation.
It should have clicked right away. It shouldn't have, huh?
Should have.
Glenn Howerton is a genius, and
according to Glenn Howerton?
No, according to me. He's a comic genius.
Okay. By the way, the new season of Sunny is so great.
I heard that's so weird. I heard it actually it's not as funny as the old seasons.
No, it's pretty damn great.
All right, I
don't know what these people want from Sunny Philadelphia if they think it's lacking. It lacks the certain amount of they had like a profound sense of things in the last couple seasons. Like there was that last episode with Mac where he threw, like, I mean, it sounds funny the way I say it, but it's actually done more dramatically in the show where, like, literally through a dance routine, he's trying to explain who he is to his father because he's gay.
Yes.
Like, when you say it out loud, it's funny, but, like, in the show, it was, like, the one time where they actually dropped all of that and just let it just be dramatic and actually kind of beautiful.
It's a great show.
They don't do anything like that in this season, but, you know, they don't have to do it every scene if they don't want to, but it was just kind of nice that in the middle of that show that they gave room to that moment to just let that be what it was. And there's not even a joke thrown at the end of it to try and counterbalance it. Like they cut to Danny DeVito and they don't even let him be funny. He just reacts to it very honestly, or what would be honest for his character, right, I should say, right, instead right. of going for the easy joke.
Well, It's Always Sunny is currently available on Hulu if you can't watch it. So check it out if you haven't. I love It's Always Sunny. Anyway, listen. Really quick, new releases for this week. Because I got to get out of here. I got a show to do, and we can talk more Monday. Because Monday we're gonna do a show. Monday we're gonna have.
I don't think we can drop this show without even touching on
what
on the new news with Mr. Momoa though.
Wait, I have a joke.
Okay,
do it.
Go.
Okay, guys. I stole this from somebody. I just want to say that. I don't want to take credit for it, but it's really funny. All right, guys. I'm one step closer to my goal weight. Okay. And that's the weight of Jason Momoa on top of me.
Well, you may hit that chance because, of course, as most of you know, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet have decided to separate. They have filed for divorce, or at least that's what Jason Momoa says.
What's weird is like it was like a joint announcement, like right after announcing that he filed his papers for divorce with Lisa Bonet, he also announced his new business that he's starting up called Momoa Mammograms.
Okay, now you're lying. Shut your mouth.
Look it up. It's real.
Are you serious?
I'm looking.
What?
Of course not. Of course not.
You're such an idiot. Oh. You're getting me all excited. It's getting me like, but, what?
But tell me that guy wouldn't make more money doing that than making movies.
Fair enough. I agree.
Momoa Mammograms.
Mm-hmm. I'll just keep him on staff.
Wow.
Yep.
Were you sexualizing Jason Momoa, Cynthia, with that joke? How dare you?
Yes. He is a sexy Hawaiian. Yes.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, listen.
I would argue that he's more of an Idahoan. I don't know what you call those people, but.
You call him a hoe? What do you call him?
A hoe? Yeah, maybe.
From Idaho.
Is that what you would call someone from Idaho? An Idahoan?
Udaho. I don't know
what maybe, you call maybe that's a problem. Maybe.
Udaho.
Maybe he the hoe. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he the hoe.
Idaho.
Uh-huh. He the hoe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well,
I had a friend that posted about it earlier today where she was just like, all right, ladies, he's available. I'm like, man, at least wait for the ink to dry on the papers first.
I know. Goodness.
No, I'm not going to wait.
Well, I tell you what, reading. Jason Momoa just finished up shooting Aquaman 2 here in the islands. And now
he's probably already being tapped right now.
Yeah, he's probably already, done his initial rounds. as a single man. So we'll see. Well, hey, listen, or he's a very honorable guy and is going to wait for the divorce. Who knows? But they've announced it, so there we go. Now we have a very single Aquaman who's looking for a new love, baby. A new love. So...
Wow.
What?
How dare you quote Joan Bobby?
Anyway, really.
Is that what that was?
Yes. Yes, that was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just can't stop, can you?
Can't stop.
Jesus.
Can't stop.
I watched Jody Watley perform live here in the islands when she was at the Blue Note or whatever it was in Lahaina. Don't you remember that?
Nice.
The Blue Note. Are you like 30?
How old are you?
Yeah, I know. Stop it. That's what
were
I
there cars yet back then?
Shut your mouth. Anyway, really quick, coming out today in Blu-rays, of course, the 4K version of Halloween Kills Extended Cut is out on 4K Blu-ray today. It's also available in Steelbook. Also, The Great Escape is out in 4K today.
Well, you're misleading. That Steelbook is a Best Buy exclusive.
Oh, is that a Best Buy exclusive? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're kind of throwing people out there to go buy something that they don't know where it is.
Well, Steelbooks are dumb anyway. Don't waste your time.
Oh, your face is dumb.
It's also true.
Don't look at your face. It's dumb.
Also coming out today is one of the best pictures of the year, in my estimation. I absolutely love this movie. It has nothing to do with Nerd, but if you like movies and you like acting, everybody who's anybody has to see the film Mass with Jason Isaacs and Martha Plimpton. Oh. Mass is incredible. I loved it.
Mass? Eric Stoltz?
M-A-S-S. Mass. Is out today. Watch it. It is incredible. Incredible bit of acting from all four leads, and it knocked my socks off. No, it just
who's in it? Lisa Kudrow and Penelope Spheeris. Who'd you say is in it?
So stupid. You're so stupid. Talk about me being old. Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion. Really? That's a callback? Goodness.
Well, Penelope Spheeris is also director. But anyway, what? Who was in it? I missed it.
Jason Isaacs.
Something Plimpton.
Martha Plimpton. Ann Dowd and Reed Birney.
Janine Garofalo.
An incredible movie. It is a tour de force acting.
Do you mean the Goonies, Martha Plimpton?
Yes, in the Martha Plimpton, yeah. It's incredible.
I was just checking.
Yeah, listen, I know. I'm with you. It's amazing. Just watch it. Even if you're not into anything that's not sci-fi or adventure or whatever, this is
it a prequel to Midnight Mass?
Kind of. Except it's more reality based.
I feel like you're lying to me.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, that looks like a heavy movie. Damn.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Don't read anything about it. Don't watch the trailer. Don't do anything. Just flip it on. It's an hour and a half. It's 90 minutes of your time, and it will blow you away. That's all I gotta say. And last but not least,
flip it on.
Last but not least, on 4K today, the big sci-fi hit Dune is out on 4K Blu-ray today.
Was it a hit?
Dune. That's right, Dune.
Was that a hit?
It was. It made a lot of money, surprisingly, for what when it was out.
I feel like it came and went really fast.
It did, but it also made enough money for them to make a sequel.
Dune.
Are they making a sequel? I didn't see one again announced.
Yes, sir. It got. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? It got announced like two weeks after its theater release.
It's being directed by the guy that did the Scream movie.
I thought that Denis Villeneuve signed up to do a whole other movie afterwards.
He is doing another movie, but he is coming back to do Dune.
Oh, so he's doing Dune down the road.
Correct. So Dune.
After people forgot that the first one existed.
He's Dune. Ironically enough, it's coming out not in just 4K, but they're actually releasing Dune, and I haven't seen this in a while, in 3D on Blu-ray.
Dune? Gross.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Actually releasing it on Laserdisc. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's
If you get that from Walmart, it comes in, I forget the name of it in the movie, but the pain box thing that he sticks his hand in.
Yes, Walmart exclusive that comes with a pain box. That is correct. Unfortunately,
is that what it's called? It's got a different name, doesn't it?
No. It's the pain box. You're right. It's the pain box. And ironically enough, unfortunately, I can't get it because they don't have it as 4K. It's only Blu-ray, and I want 4K, which really sucks. So, by the way, for as much as I enjoyed Dune, David Lynch's Dune, way better. Anyway, don't get me started. Super.
I don't like either of them because Harkonnen shouldn't be flying.
First of all, the reason why everyone knows that this Dune is good, the story's good, it's missing the weirdness of Dune by David Lynch. It's missing all the weird characters and the ambiguity of the characters in the original Dune.
I've never finished the David Lynch one, but I would take Kyle MacLachlan over Timothy Chalamet any day. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm talking about Kyle MacLachlan back then or now.
And guess what? And guess what? In that movie with Kyle MacLachlan, they do say the killing word. So that's what's awesome. So yeah, I love that movie.
Isn't it doo doo?
No, it's
doo doo.
It's Muad'Dib. Stop it.
Muad'Dib.
It's what?
It's Muad'Dib. Anyway, you need to read the book.
It sounds like Klingon.
No, you need to read the book or watch the movie, dadgummit. Stop it.
I don't like reading books about worms.
Don't read the book and watch the movie.
Do it at the same time. It's incredible.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
It's like watching
the movie to the book while you're reading it.
I guess my controversial statement would be that David Lynch is a better filmmaker than Denis.
That's not controversial. David Lynch, I guess,
is
superior to, he's the best.
I don't like either of them because the Baron shouldn't be flying.
First of all,
just really mad about that.
First of all, it's
not in the book.
The Baron flying in the original was incredible. It scared the crap out of me, number one. That incredibly fat boiled tub of lard was incredible when he flew, and it scared
me. It's not scary if you've seen Sandy Duncan's Peter Pan.
Why?
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
That is my childhood. That is so weird you say that, but that is my childhood. And it's so weird. Anyway.
It seemed like a very specific reference for some reason.
I grew up watching Sandy Duncan in Peter Pan as a kid. So, yeah. But
apparently terrifying to format.
It explains
a lot about who you are as a person, Greg.
It's terrifying. I can't lie. Sandy Duncan, he's right. Sandy Duncan is terrifying as Peter Pan. I'm not going to lie.
Because it's a lady taking a man's role, and that's freaking terrifying.
You were watching and be like, man, I've never wanted to bang Peter Pan so bad until this thing.
It's multi-layered terrifying.
It is. It actually kind of is.
Between Sandy Duncan and Robin Williams, there's never been a Peter Pan I want to nail more.
Well, listen, we will be back Monday. This Monday, please.
Very soon.
Please,
join
us Monday because it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do Nerd Watch Monday.
3-hour review of Scream.
It's going to be fun. You can't miss it. We'll reconvene at 7 o'clock.
You can miss it, but
7 o'clock.
All your friends will make fun of you.
We reconvene at 7 o'clock on Monday. We're out of time. Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen. I love doing the show. It's been an absolute blast. And so until next time, for my good peeps here. For format, for
hey, I'm a good peep.
Fo Koolong, Cobra Kai, and of course Cynthia. IMG Money. Till next time, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And we'll see you back here on the next Nerd Watch on Monday. Aloha.